Baik, bagi pengulas lanjut, kita bersama dengan Ketua Ahli Ekonomi Juai IQI, Shan Syed, yang bersedia pada ketika ini. Shan, thank you so much for joining us. Shan, first of all, Fed has signaled about tapering starting in December. Are the markets prepared for tapering? Or can I say, do markets have strength to take the pressure of tapering when the Fed is retreating the market? Has Fed lost the game in the markets? And also the Powell, Jerome Powell is also retained for the second term. Your views?
Thank you, Najib. At the moment, the markets are unprepared for tapering, and they still think that Fed is going to linger on. But with Fed sending signals to the market, I think they're going to start
tapering. And once they start tapering in the bond market, that will create a lot of bedlam. And we expect that Fed will create a lot of pandemonium, and that's going to hurt investors a lot. If you see in the last 2 months, there has been precipitous decline in the liquidity in the repo, in the reverse repo market, and that's going to hurt markets not only in the short run but also in the long run. So in my opinion, Fed has been behind the curve in the last 3 to 4 years, and they have actually lost the credibility in the market.
And also, Shan, the $22 trillion bond market is under a lot of pressure. According to Wall Street Journal, dated November 11th, inflation is getting stubborn at 6.2%, apartment rents up by 33%, and also food prices up by 33% as well, heating oil up by 89%, and also gasoline up by 61%. All variables are up, and you have lived in Chicago and also New York. The key question from investors, is Fed losing credibility in the market over inflation narrative?
Absolutely. Since May, the Fed and Janet Yellen have been saying that inflation is transitory, is temporary. And we at Juai IQI, we have been stating in the market since November last year that inflation is here to stay, and we are heading for stagflation. And once you have stagflation in the economy, that's not going to go away soon. So I think Fed has lost the market, and they don't know. And we have seen, if you see the 10-year Treasury yield, they are the rates, real rates are negative 4.6. And this has been associated in the last 200 years with financial fragilities, with depression, fear, and panic. So once the inflation goes out of hand, Fed is going to panic. Once the Fed is going to panic, the markets are going to panic. Once the markets are going to panic, investors will lose money. So I see a lot of serious shenanigans coming into the market, and 2022 will be tougher than 2021.